Thank you, everyone. It's very nice to be back with you preaching this morning. And the idea for this came at the end of the year when I was feeling very frazzled and pretty exhausted. And I felt pretty bogged down in my Bible study. And I thought, I need to go back to basics. And I thought, where can I go in the Bible to refresh myself and get back on an even keel? And I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go to Mark's Gospel. First slide, please, Mark. There'll be lots of the word Mark today because we've got Mark on PowerPoint duty and I'm preaching from Mark, a different Mark. So hopefully it won't get too confusing. And there was just something about this particular passage that appealed to me, particularly the word wilderness. So I'm going to preach on that this morning about being in the wilderness. But first, I just wanted to give you a bit of background information about the person of Mark and about his gospel. Next slide, please, Mark. So Mark was the cousin of Barnabas, and he was the son of one of quite a few Marys in the New Testament. In this instance, Mary of Clopas, and she was one of Jesus' followers. And she was present at the crucifixion. And after Jesus' death and resurrection, she opened up her home for the disciples to meet in safety. So when you read about the disciples meeting in the book of Acts, they're meeting in her home. So perhaps as a young boy, Mark got to witness some of Jesus' ministry, or at the very least, he was close to several important people. And after the resurrection, as the disciples started to preach, and the first church is formed, Mark actually spent a lot of time with Peter, who, as we know, was one of Jesus' main disciples. And we have some external evidence, some external